Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. All right, welcome to the August 2nd edition of the Without a Roof radio program, hosted by Guillermo Mash. That's me, every Wednesday, 5 to 5:30. Without a Roof, we're celebrating 5 years of raising awareness to poverty, the worst form of violence, while directly assisting community members without a roof. Our home site is wouroof.tumblr.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Great show as always, I think. This is our first broadcast in a month entirely dedicated to school-age youth homelessness in Butte County and beyond. Today we feature interviews with Sandra Morales and Dina Capsalis, two educators with powerful insights into the impact of extreme poverty within our school systems. We also feature an interview produced by the California Homeless Youth Project titled Balancing School and Siblings, featuring the words of a teen caught in the cycle of poverty and family dysfunction. We end the show with Jess Candela, a project coordinator for School Ties Back to School Connect, August 8th in Chico. Enjoy the show, and thanks for tuning in for the Without a Roof radio program on KCFR 90.1 FM, People Power Radio. All right, Guillermo Mash here with a fellow programmer, Sandra Morales, and we're just going to do a little forward promo and a little backstory on the School Ties Back to School Connect that's happening on the 8th that KZFR is involved in. And welcome to KZFR, Sandra.
Well, thank you.
We call her Super Sub. But I was asking her about, you know, whether she had planned on attending, and she's going to give us a little insight on that. But she has a cool little backstory, I think, about her son, you know, kind of going.
Your daughter.
Kind of going, people are homeless in school.
Yeah, she had no idea. I was a school teacher for some time. It was back in the early 2000s. And I'm a special ed teacher. I have Mod Severe certification. And my first year of teaching, I was in Martinez, California. And I had three students. And then I had this fourth one that enrolled kind of late in the year. And when I'm looking at his, you know, background biography, it's like he was staying in a shelter. And his parents were there. They kind of had been bouncing from shelter to shelter. And it was just, I just couldn't imagine how to go through life with a disability and succeed in school. And he was not being very successful because he had so many issues to deal with. And you have to have the consistency with a good teacher and a good team. And
he it's sobering, that. You know, to think about leaving your school environment, going to this complete unknown. You know, what's going to happen at the shelter? I need to be in and out by this time, and all the stress on the parents. I don't know how anyone could function at a high capacity. So.
No, and there was a little bit of a language barrier, but you know that wasn't it. There was just so much of that bouncing around. You could really see it.
And now you're thinking of going to Dollar Tree, huh? What was the plan you had?
Yeah, well, I do respite care also on the side, and I'm going to have an extra person with me. But I thought, you know what? Maybe her family also can pitch in, and we can go rent a Dollar Tree and get some extra pencils and some notebooks and binder paper and things like that.
Nice.
To pitch in.
I'm going from the angle of candy for the kids, so when they come to
Candy.
Something to eat.
Yeah.
That's the angle I'm taking. But I know people have been dropping stuff off. So if you're listening to this, part of the KZFR community, I guess maybe if not, come on up to the green room and drop off some school supplies. We got one backpack so far, and I haven't really checked a little stash of stuff. Anything else, Sandra Morales, before we let you go?
Not that I can think of.
Alrighty. Thank you for being on People Powered Radio.
Yeah.
From the ages of 5 to 17, I was moving around, jumping from motel to motel, sleeping here, sleeping there, like parking lots, parks, slept in a few cars. I would always run away, go to my friend's house like that, because my dad was always drunk or he was high, so I wasn't trying to deal with that. It was too much drama. Dropping out of school was like one of my biggest issues that I had being homeless, because I always found myself trying to go to school, but then there was always something that prevented me to, like, one of my sisters or brothers was going to school on the other side of town, so I would have to go pick her up. We kept having CPS problems since we were on the street, and CPS was trying to take them away. I had to make arrangements with the principal so I could go to her school and pick her up early just so we could get back to the shelter, because we were in overflow, and overflow, you have to be there, like, at 3, or you don't have no spot that night. Trying to get into Sac City, I still have to finish my enrollment. Trying to get all my ECE credits because I want to work with children. I just recently was working at an after-school program. Also, they used to have a preschool, but the preschool side closed down. I used to work at the Roberts Family Development Center. So I want to go to Sac City, finish up all my ECE credits, and then eventually, hopefully, open up my own daycare. The support I need is the support of, like, people who are in that profession. So, you know, they can, like, kind of help me out a little bit, take me under their wing, and then also, like, my family, because I have a lot of family members who are actually, they work in childcare. My sister, she's a preschool teacher. She works at my old preschool I used to go to, Phoenix Preschool downtown. And then also one of my aunts, she's a preschool teacher. So it's kind of like in the family. So they can help me out a little bit. Now I have stable housing. Now I stay in some apartments in Atomas, so with my boyfriend and his family. So it's cool. His brothers can be annoying sometimes, but it's cool.
Guillermo Mash here with the August 2nd Without a Roof radio program. And it's my pleasure to have some commentary around that wonderful youth testimonial on her experience in school. But I have Dina Capsalis, principal at Honey Run Academy Community Day School. And Dina does work in the Office of Suspension and Expulsions within her duties, school reentry support, school attendance review board, district homeless and foster youth service. And she does all of this up in the Paradise Unified School District. So welcome to KZFR,
Dina. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate having me on.
Yeah, and Dina does Beetle Nation, too.
Yes,
here,
that's
here on
right.
KZFR.
KZFR family.
Yeah, big, big family. So maybe you could share a little bit of light on experiences such as this young lady that we heard and the things you see in the school district in Paradise as an educator.
Yeah, she said it all, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you know, being an educator in the school environment in a district where we have a large, surprisingly large number of homeless families. We had over 150 last year families, students who are designated as homeless. And I think the first challenge really is finding those kiddos, finding those families, because they are mobile, and making sure that they understand that there's a way for them to enter school. Frequently, there is, from their point of view, a lot of barriers in the office with feeling awkward or feeling ashamed or feeling embarrassed or not having the tools that they need. They might not have a birth certificate, which you don't need anymore to enroll. There are a lot of assumptions that families have and students have about barriers to actually enroll. So there's that. And then actually, you know, students that go from one school to another. So finding students is challenging, and finding those families and connecting them to school and letting them know what their rights are and what services we have in Butte County through School Ties, which is a marvelous program that connects and supports homeless families and kids. The other is when they're at school, having a trauma-informed environment, having an environment where staff, not only teachers, but also principals and registrars and yard duties and bus drivers and crossing guards and food service folks, have an understanding of what it means to be homeless, and providing those students with some of the things that they might need. For example, at Honey Run, we have students frequently who are unaccompanied minors, so that means they're also runaways, who might be tired. And so, you know, they might need to sleep for an hour, which is fine. They might need a different change of clothes. They might need a shower. They might need some mental health services provided to them at school. We're not going to refer them out, because we know that when we have them, we can feed them, we can clothe them, we can educate them. Of course, that's always part of what we want to do, but we're really trying to take care of the whole child. And then finally, I would say one of the, you know, of course, the many challenges that exist are dealing with some of the secondary trauma in our staff, in supporting and in working with traumatized youth and homeless youth. There's a large number of staff and people who are in caregiving positions, particularly in schools, who don't recognize some of those signs and symptoms. And so taking care of ourselves, too.
The compassion fatigue. Yeah, you and I have talked about that.
We've talked about compassion
several
fatigue.
Several times together.
Yes, and you know. Vicarious trauma and all the rest of it, and how, you know, in caregiving positions, you know, we put ourselves last frequently, and we have to take care of ourselves.
So maybe for our school ties, Back to School Connect edition of Without a Roof Radio program, maybe explain the impact it is for these families and youth to have some place to go, like School Ties Connect, to get some get things they need to go to school with.
Yeah, that's the marvelous thing about School Ties and about McKinney-Vento itself, which is a federal law that supports families and students. Again, taking away those barriers, providing transportation. It might not be a bus. It might be a Beeline bus pass in Butte County. It might be a gas card. And then also providing them with some of the resources that they need with other agencies and be able to connect with those agencies at the school site instead of having them go all across town and meet with folks. And also, of course, you know, food, breakfast and lunch, snacks, clothing. Those are some of the ways that School Ties and the McKinney-Vento dollars support those students and families. So we've even, in Paradise, we had a homeless student last year, runaway, who had braces. He was 17, almost 18. He'd been wearing braces since middle school, so he was junior, going to be a senior. He had never had his braces off. And want to give a shout out to Dr. Hood, who spends a day, he's an orthodontist in Chico, he spends a day in Paradise, and he removed that student's braces for free and provided, and provided him with a retainer. And so that's an example of, you know, the community coming together and supporting our families and students.
Yeah, so Dina, just for the listening audience, we're listening to Dina.
That's
Dina
right.
Gaps Alice, but she's principal up at a community day school in Paradise called Honey Run.
Honey Run Academy.
Honey Run Academy. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Dina on and some other folks. We're going to dedicate the next few shows to people experiencing homelessness in the school setting as we approach the school, rapidly approaching new school year. But any closing comments or anything we might want to expand on?
I just want to make sure that, you know, whether you're homeless yourself, have experienced homelessness or know homeless families, that there are a lot of ways to connect to school and not to, you know, to question some of the assumptions that unfortunately many folks have about school being an inaccessible place. In fact, there are ways that you can attend school and be a student in a very part-time situation that doesn't call in truancy officers or what have you. So there's a lot of flexibility, more so every year in connecting kids to school. We just want them to come to school because we know we can take care of them. And at the end of the day, you know, there are very few people that don't really want their high school diploma. So we just want to, again, eliminate all the barriers to being able to be at school and participate in all the fun things that school offers.
Thanks so much, Dina.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you.
All righty. This next interview is with Jess Candela, the coordinator for the School Ties Back to School Connect on August 8th. And we're going to join the interview in progress. We missed like the first 30, 40 seconds of it before I hit record. But you'll be jumping in just as we get ready for Jess to describe how she put this event together coming up August 8th here in Chico. Thank you for listening. People Powered Radio. Maybe some insights on how much effort you had to put into this before we get into the article here in the Homeward Street Journal.
Sure. So this was a project that my supervisor, Megan Malloy, who's the program coordinator of School Ties at Butte County Office of Education. It was her idea to do this project, and she's had this idea for several years, and she really felt like we had to have a singular person working on this project. So that's why my internship has really centered around this project since February. And, you know, I work about 10 hours a week on this project, so it's been quite a lot of work.
All right. So I appreciate you actually. You penned a beautiful article in the Chico Vibe. It's a page within the Homeward Street Journal celebrating 20 years out of Sacramento. They've been shipping up 500 copies every edition for the last three editions. But there's a wonderful article that we're going to use as kind of a template that's called Back to School Event Will Provide Resources for Homeless Students. And that was penned by Megan Malloy and Jessica, who's here with us today in the studio. But picture getting ready for your first day of grade school. Your backpack is full of brightly colored spiral notebooks, sharpened wooden pencils, neon highlighters, and patterned folders. Your hair is freshly washed and cut, and you're wearing your favorite new outfit with new shoes to match. Your parents are excited for your first day as they hand you healthy snacks and a new lunch pail. Your immunizations are current, and your enrollment paperwork is complete. You're ready for your first day of school. However, not all students share the experience described above. Students who are homeless, at risk of becoming homeless, impoverished, or in foster care don't always have access to key back-to-school items. Lacking resources, sometimes these students are embarrassed by their ill-fitted clothing, lack of hygiene items, and tattered shoes. The reality sparked an idea for the inaugural School Ties Back to School Connect event. Maybe a little bit of an insight around the difficulties for youth, Jess, and some of the things you're going to be giving out at the Homeless Connect on the 8th.
Definitely. So part of this project was realizing that homeless students feel not prepared if they don't have a new backpack, or they don't have shoes that will get them to the bus stop. They don't have pencils or pens, these really basic needed items for school. And if you don't have them, you don't necessarily feel like you belong at school or that you're prepared to do well in school. And so at Back to School Connect on August 8th, we're going to have backpacks filled with pens, pencils, notebooks, folders. We're going to have gift cards for shoes. We'll have hygiene kits. We'll have new clothes, new shoes, everything right there for students so they can get back to school ready and feel confident and feel supported by their community. Because again, sometimes homeless families don't feel like they have all the resources that they need and they have all the support that they need in school. And we really want to build that community support for them.
And the next little portion is by someone that we had on several Without a Roof programs, Haley Sherman, a former homeless youth and School Ties Connect, said School Ties Connect would have provided the educational resources she needed when their family was struggling financially. Haley remembers when she was 10 years old and her sister and her had to beg for help and to be able to get school supplies. We ended up walking over to clean my neighbor's house so we could make money and get a ride to Walmart before classes started, Sherman said. Growing up, we didn't have any programs available to us like this one. If we had, it would have made August fun rather than stressful. Maybe you could share a little bit of insights from your internship on some of the stress you see in some of these at-risk youth that you work with.
Sure. At Sixth Street Center for Youth, I work a lot there with the homeless youth there, and they really have a lot of passion for school. They're really dedicated about their studies. They really want to get an education because they realize that sometimes education is this key resource and able to get a job and able to develop skills and training to be a productive member of society, and they really see that. And so part of this event as well is to make our Back to School Connect event really fun, kind of like a festival, make it family friendly, make it an exciting, fun event that students feel like they can go to these agencies for help, that they have all the resources they need there, instead of making it even more stressful. Like, you have to go to all these different areas to get these resources and public health and behavioral health. Instead, we're bringing it all to them and making it more accessible to them at this one-stop shop event.
So School Ties Connect is based on a model developed by San Francisco's Project Homeless Connect. They can be found at www.projecthomelessconnect.org. And it's aimed at connecting individuals in need vital resources at a one-stop shop event. This framework is easily modified for a back-to-school event. So maybe just describe a little bit about how it's laid out at the junior high school and what folks can expect that are listening that might be going to the event.
Definitely. I've worked in outreach for a lot of my life, and being someone that tables, I kind of realize what service providers kind of want to see at these events as well. And so we're going to make it really cohesive. So it's going to be a big area in the multi-purpose room, and we'll have service provider agencies mixed in with our free resources. So right next to our book table that we have 800 books that are going to be given out to students, we'll have the Butte County Library talking about their services. Right next to Butte 211, who's going to be providing information about their services, we'll have hygiene kits. Mm-hmm. Next to them, we'll have behavioral health or public health. So again, it's going to kind of all be cohesive together so students can connect to agencies as well as these tangible free resources.
Mm-hmm. So KCFR is going to be there as well. What are some of the other people are going to be there? Service sure. providers and other folks in the Office of Ed?
Yeah, so we're going to have the Department of Employment and Social Services, Public Health, the Library, Valley Oak Children's Services, the ACLU, Legal Services of Northern California, NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We'll have Sixth Street and the HEART programs. We'll have Butte 211. We have over 22 agencies that are going to be there, all from Butte County and from Chico specifically.
That's nice. And we got backpacks and a bunch of different things that we're giving out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have backpacks. We're really excited about free haircuts. We have 9 hairdressers that are donating their services to provide haircuts to any kid that wants them that's going to come.
Yeah, I'm trying to transport back to being 10 or 12, and a haircut was pretty important.
Super important.
And as long as it wasn't by your parents. I was in that age, Jess, where you know your parents had clippers and they'd clip you down in the basement.
Definitely. But
this is definitely going to be better than that, right?
Absolutely.
So once again, folks just listening, we're talking with Jess Candela from School Ties, and we're talking about this wonderful School Ties Back to School Connect that's coming up on the 8th here in Chico, California, at the Memorial Junior High, correct? Memorial Junior High, did I get that right?
It's going to be at Chico Junior High School.
On Memorial Ave.
Yeah, Memorial Way. Yeah, exactly.
I'm renaming the school to the street, making it easier for the announcers. But continuing this article, we're reading as kind of an outline for this interview, a back-to-school event will provide resources for homeless students in the current edition of the Chico Vibe in the Homeward Street Journal, and which is presented by Guillermo Mesha, Without a Roof. But picking back up, community members and organizations throughout Butte County will join together to see what could be accomplished in one day at one location to help K-12 students who are homeless or struggling to get by. The vision is to offer meaningful, relevant services to help underserved K-12 students meet their immediate basic needs to be successful in school. Josh Indar, tutoring coordinator for School Ties program, said fostering academic success through free back-to-school items can make a significant difference in students' lives. Josh goes on to say it's so important for kids who are struggling in other areas of their lives to have a connection to school, because education is key to breaking the cycle that keeps families in poverty. Indar said events like Back to School Connect not only help these students feel ready to return to school in the fall, but it shows them how important school is and how welcome and supported they are. Would you like to add to that or to expand? Because there's a lot of brilliance in there. Josh is just a great guy. They call him the writing for donut guy, the donut guy.
Yeah, Josh is absolutely amazing. Yeah. He's a great guy. Yeah, we really want to foster this sense of support that our community, our government agencies, our nonprofit agencies, and our local businesses are all there to support youth. Again, we have over 22 service providers that are signed up to table. We have over $7,000 in donations and grants coming from the community to support this event. It really is a collaborative event. It's not just School Ties that is putting this on. We have a planning committee of lots of folks that are going to help us plan it. And we really want to come together for our homeless youth. It's very similar to the Project Homeless Connect in April, which is geared more towards single adults. And this one's really geared toward our K-12 homeless students and making sure they have all the resources they need to be successful.
So School Ties Connect will be held August 8, 2017, this coming Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. in the multi-purpose room at Chico Junior High School, 280 Memorial Way. Families needing resources for their children to attend school are welcome. Students will have their choice of backpacks, books, clothing, food boxes, hygiene items, school supplies, and shoes. Shoes is a big deal too, right?
A very big deal. That's one of our number one requested resources from homeless students is shoes, because they walk a lot.
Yeah, shoes and socks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're also going to get new socks and new underwear for all the kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you guys are showing a movie too, right?
We are. So in the school theater, we'll have a movie showing with cotton candy and popcorn as well. The Museum of Northern California Art will be there to do arts and crafts with the students. Nice. And while the students are doing that, the parents can go around and also connect with those agencies a little bit further if they need more resources.
Actually, this continues to expand. It says for students, youth may choose a free backpack, book, and a pair of shoes, and then enjoy a movie. in the school theater, accompanied by cotton candy, popcorn, and snow cones. Outdoor education specialists will facilitate kid-friendly activities in the quad. And this is for parents and guardians. Agencies will be on hand with vital resources. Butte County organizations attending the event provide services in behavioral health, disability rights, employment, low-cost or free services, and parenting classes. Organizations are excited to host this inaugural collaborative event in Chico and hope to expand to other towns in Butte County next year. I know I'm excited to do the KZFR. We're going to be bringing the different children's programs we have. We're going to bring some flyers. We're going to talk about the different programming that's available here, not only for listeners, but maybe to connect some youth or parents that might be interested in being on the radio.
Absolutely.
You've enjoyed your time on the radio. I thank you for producing all these pieces over these last 6 months or so.
Thank you. It's been really fun.
It's been a lot of fun. But as I understand it, you're going to be transitioning out of your internship. Maybe we could just introduce, you know, the person that's going to be, I'm not going to say replacing you, but I just said it. I'm not going to say it, but I just said maybe a little insight on this new person that's coming in for your coordinator position at School Test.
Totally. So Tara Ames is going to be the new facilitator for the Butte County the Butte County Youth Advisory Council. And she's actually going to be a Sixth Street intern.
Yeah.
So she'll be interning there, and she's a master of social work student at Chico State, and she's also worked with Safe Space before. She has a lot of experience in homelessness professionally, and she has a lot of heart for this kind of work, and it's really exciting that she's going to be with us.
It is, and you know, it was nice seeing her again. I've met her in several other spaces, but she was at the open mic last night.
Yeah.
Which we're going to have the two hosts are going to be on the radio tomorrow night on Youth for Justice, and we're hoping to have some of the performances from Aaron, the case manager that was kind of the sound guy. He was the sound guy along with Josh Indar yesterday over at 6th Street Center for Youth. But just to end the article, community partners for School Ties Connect include Butte County Office of Ed, Boys and Girls Club of North Valley, Chico Children's Fund, that's out of North Valley Housing Trust, North Valley Community Foundation, Chico Unified School District, MEDIA Project. I'm going to have to learn more about that. Salvation Army and Youth for Change. These partners provide vital support for the success of this event. And that event will be School Ties Back to School Connect, August 8th, 4 to 7 p.m., multi-purpose room, Chico Junior High, 280 Memorial Way, Chico, California. And who it's for? Families needing resources for K through 12 children to attend school. Any closing comments or a 30-second wrap?
Sure.
Jess Candela?
Yeah, we're really excited to host this event for our homeless families and families who are on the edge of homelessness. Homelessness looks a little bit different in rural areas. We don't have a whole lot of shelter beds, so lots of folks are staying in motels or campgrounds, parks, etc. So we're really excited to reach out to those folks who might not feel like they fit in one of those very set categories of homelessness,
mm-hmm.
but they really do need these resources and support. So we're excited to help out our community, and we're excited that the community is excited to help our event too.
Yeah,
it's
too.
Been a great collaborative effort.
Communities, everyone, tune in next week. All month we're going to be producing shows around youth homelessness and, you know, poverty in our schools and folks that are dealing with that. So thanks again for tuning in to People Powered Radio.